Coach, what can you tell us about Matthew Perreault and Mark Scheifele's status?
Matty's probable for the game tomorrow. Get him through the morning skate, but he feels good. Mark had some tests done after the pregame skates. That was the first time he was on the ice, and didn't really like the results of that, so I don't have him in the game tomorrow. I don't know what the right number of days on it, but he's going to be at least 5 or 6 days, I think, maybe a week before we're looking at him having him back on the ice. Paul Postma's gone to the Moose for a 2 week or shorter conditioning stint, but it's to get him into some games and get him playing. Other than that, I don't think we have anybody that didn't skate today that we're concerned about for tomorrow's game.
Paul, after the game, a few of the guys were talking about making the goalies look good. Can you just talk? We talked about this on the road trip last week about your chances and versus the shot total and maybe getting more. Is it more traffic? Is it?
Yeah, so really an area, because we are getting pucks to the net, is getting more action off what we consider not the A chances. So you've got Stafford and you've got Ehlers and you've got Little. Those are A chances. But then the pucks that get to the net, where we're not getting any second shots off those. We're not creating any rebounds off those. The goaltenders are eating them up. Some of it's good rebound control by them. We've, go back a handful of games. So the difference would be we had a high shot total in Edmonton and a real high A chance total. High shot total last game, not a lot of A chances, and a lot of pucks never came back off the goaltender. We just didn't have traffic. So creating more off B and C chances, just pucks to the net where the positioning's not bad by the other team, they haven't had a breakdown, be an area that we can improve over the last week. I mean, we're not going to get more pucks to the net. It's not a function of that. Pretty high shot attempts as well.
Is that a harder loss to stomach than some? And I'm not denigrating Buffalo either, but just, first game at home and you really need to make some hay here. Was it? Can you rank it?
Yeah, it's a frustrating one. I don't know that it's any. I don't feel like I'm in any worse or better mood than I am after you lose a game. You never wake up smiling after those. The end of the road trip is when you'll know how good your road trip is, and at the end of your homestand, you'll know how good you were there. So we can do better things. Did a lot of good things. Can do better things, and we're going to need to.
You were hoping the end of the road trip letdown would be erased maybe by the buzz in the building. How could your team have taken better advantage of the buzz that was hoping to happen?
Yeah. Responded to the first goal against, and it was there. I didn't feel that it was a quiet game in the building. It was kind of a quiet game on the ice by both teams. There's some physicality, but there was certainly not a lot of, there was nothing after whistles, almost waiting for a storm that never showed up. And then you see it in the games that are kind of talked about, or if you're coming off a contentious game the game before. I mean, chances and pucks to the net get this in, hits get. You know, we had a few hits, had not as much offense. The first 10 minutes of the second period, first 12 minutes of the second period, we had our best chances of the game. We needed one of those to go to kind of ignite the place. I've said it to you before, and I know you're tired of hearing about it. Assess the quality of the game. There was a lot of things that were pretty good. We did put 44 up and had the better of the in-alone chances, not the odd man rush chances, though.
How happy were you with the effort?
Yeah, it's pretty consistent. There's not a lot of nights that I think that we've got lots in the tank and aren't spending it because we're playing soft. They just aren't. This team competes pretty darn hard on a nightly basis. They fight for pucks. Sometimes they're fighting themselves for the puck, but they compete pretty hard.
Paul, after the game, a stretcher went into the dressing room. Judging by your comments, everyone's fine?
Yeah, so whenever you've got some symptoms and you're 95% sure that there's nothing wrong, but that 5% could be a real ugly outcome if you're wrong, we take all precautions with everybody. So nobody got checked out last night that we were too worried about, but you just can't make a mistake on that, and we don't. We're a really, really good medical team here, and they're on top of stuff. So that's all that was.
Talked about liking the quality of the game. That seems to be a theme that's going on this year, and you've had conversations before about liking the theme, not quite getting the results. Is there a danger of losing the guys when that keeps happening over and over again, that they're not sure what they need to do to to get the results despite the fact that the process is running well?
No, I mean, if your expectation then would have to be somewhere in the 750s, if you thought you were going to win 750 on your winning percentage and you weren't, we're sitting around 500 and we've played pretty darn well. I'm not concerned about it. It's not really an option for them. I mean, there's not a lot of other ways to play this game. You know, we have a lot of players here that are sitting fairly close to career highs, matching career highs, or not far off it, right through the list. So I don't think that we've got a tremendous number of underachievers. Or I don't think we have a whole lot of them, very few, if any. And so we just keep grinding. I mean, we're in the thick of a playoff race in the Central Division, and that's exactly where we had hoped and thought we would be at this time. We talked a lot about it, not maybe just in the coach's room or in the locker room, but out here as well. The biggest mistake is thinking that somehow this should have been easier than it was last year, because it was never, ever easy last year. And we would look back on a final 6 weeks that were really strong for our team and think that the next step forward happens. I mean, we're not there yet.
You touched on it. I've heard a lot of people talking about it. A lot of the guys are having near career years, and that's kind of the point, that they're doing well and in so many parts, and it's just not adding up to what you needed to add up to. And
to be in the middle of the pack in the Central, or?
Well, to be, I guess, in a playoff spot, in a position, yeah, where, so is there a danger in losing the players in that disconnect? Or what's the, put it this way, what's
there's
the...
There's not a disconnect. I'm not sure what the question is. So I don't think we're playing poorly, and I don't think we're playing far off our max. We think we can always get better. We think we can play an all-around better team game. We've had two games in, the last 6-7 weeks since our Nashville game in Nashville that I didn't like, and the one was in Washington, the one was in Anaheim. So, I mean, are we at our max? No. I mean, we've got a long way to go as a team. Are we where we should be? We're not far off it.